With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran has reimposed restrictions on the Strait of Hormuz after the U.S. said reopening it would not end its blockade. Iran's Joint Military Command announced that control of the strait has returned to its previous state under strict military management. The command warned that transit through the strait would remain blocked as long as the U.S. blockade of all Iranian ports continues. President Trump told a Turning Point USA gathering last night in Phoenix, now that his objectives have been achieved in Iran, it's a little late for NATO to come on board. He compared that to one late arriving campaign supporter.
After I won, people came up to me, sir, I'd like to make a major contribution to campaign. And I said, listen, just so you understand, campaign contributions after I won don't count. Okay? They don't count. And NATO, after we won, that doesn't count either. It's the same thing.
Senator Tom Cotton says he cannot understand why some Americans seem to want Iran to win the conflict.
I think Tom Friedman said it best a few days ago. He's the famous New York Times columnist, kind of a perfect embodiment of conventional opinion among the center-left in Washington and New York, is that Iran is really bad, and he kind of wants them to lose, but he would hate for Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu to get a political victory. And if he had to choose, he'd probably go with a political loss for Trump and Netanyahu.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. There are reports there could be more changes on the way for the Trump administration.
Pam Bondi has been officially removed as Attorney General after weeks of speculation, with President Trump reportedly considering further shakeups in national security leadership. Mr. Trump is said to be weighing the dismissal of Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard over her handling of disputes related to Iran policy, though the White House currently maintains public support for her.
That's Bill Alexander reporting, and this is SRN News. The U.S. birth rate is down again. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The latest numbers from the Centers for Disease Control reveal that there were a little over 3.6 million babies born in this country in 2025, a 1% drop from the year before. Meanwhile, 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the number of abortions in the U.S. is soaring. The Ellen Guttmacher Institute says over 1.1 million women terminated their pregnancies in 2025, virtually unchanged from 2024. Michael Harrington reporting.
Mason Temple, the church in Memphis where Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his final speech, is getting a facelift. It will be upgraded with a $1.2 million federal grant, part of a nearly $18 million package for Memphis projects included in the annual congressional appropriations process. It also includes $3 million for the restoration of historic Claiborne Temple. This is SRN News. QVC Group, the owner of the home shopping network QVC, has filed for bankruptcy.
The filing comes as TV shopping networks struggle to adapt to consumers' rapid shift to live streams on TikTok or online marketplaces. QVC Group says all of its brands are operating as usual. It will continue to serve its customers across all QVC, HSN, and Cornerstone brands, channels, and platforms. QVC Group says its international operations are not included in the filing. The company is looking to emerge from bankruptcy protection in about 90 days. I'm Mike Hempen.
Ford is recalling some 1.4 million of its F-150 pickup trucks in the U.S. That's due to a gear shift issue that may lead to drivers losing control of their vehicles and increase the risk of a crash. The automaker is aware of two injuries and one accident potentially related to that problem. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.